Every Lie I've Ever Told, written by Rosie Waterland and read by Caroline Lee. I have never been the ringleader of a major crime operation. I was. For one glorious month, I was. It started small. A Kit Kat here, a sausage roll there, and it seemed so harmless at first. Just a bit of cheeky fun. Then my ambition and greed revealed a seedy high school underbelly that I did not have the nerves to handle. It only took 4 weeks for me to realise that I was not built for a life of sophisticated crime. Channel 9 was never going to make a highly rated TV miniseries about me, in which Rhonda, from those insurance ads, plays every female character, with a special cameo by Sam Neill to add gravitas. It turns out I was not destined to go down in Australian history as a glamorous queen of crime. But for one nail-biting month, I did make it to the very top of the ladder. At 13, I was a canteen prefect, which is really just a fancy way of saying, I am an unpaid canteen worker because the school cannot afford to make this a salaried job. Basically, a few other students and I worked alongside parent volunteers at the canteen counter. It wasn't a glamorous job, but it was one that provided you with a free lunch valued up to $5 every time you did it, which in my case tended to be once or twice a week. I realised pretty quickly, though, enterprising young lady that I was, that food and drink up to the value of $5 was actually a pretty shitty deal, considering I was giving up my entire lunch hour to earn it. I would much rather have been sitting on the side of the oval, reading Dolly magazine and pretending to laugh at the questions other teenage girls had submitted to Dolly Doctor. I say pretending to laugh because obviously I did what every other girl my age did, acted like the column was stupid while in public, then rushed home to devour it in private.